On today's episode of Attention Oliva, we'll be speaking with a Navy veteran, successful entrepreneur, and published author. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss this episode. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Attention Oliva, the podcast for the American Latino Veterans Association. We're so excited to have you join us today. I'm your host, Danny Vargas, Chairman and CEO of Oliva. In addition to these podcasts where you get to hear from inspiring guests, we also have a webinar series where you'll learn great information on really important topics. And keep an eye out for our future events by visiting our website, alvavets.org, and our social media channels at alvavets. We really want to thank our sponsors for these podcasts and webinars, JP Morgan Chase, PMI, Wells Fargo, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Accenture. I ask you to please like, share, comment, and subscribe to these videos. It really helps a lot, and we really appreciate your support. I'm pleased to introduce our special guest for today, Jean Ibanez Payne, and I'll read her bio briefly. Thank you, Jean, for joining us. Born in the United States, Jean Ibanez Payne was raised in Colombia. Jean returned to the United States to finish high school and enlisted in the United States Navy in 1992, serving as a yeoman from until 1996. In 96, she began her 20-plus year career of experience in workforce training, communications, marketing, diversity, program management, and risk management. Jean's passion has always been helping people work better together and increasing awareness and efforts around diversity and inclusion. This passion motivated her to start TI Verbatim Consulting, TIVC, in 2014. Jean took a huge leap of faith with the support of her husband and started TIVC. TIVC's mission is to help people work better together, which has quickly become a successful business in the corporate and government environments and has earned the trust of customers across the country. Jean is an International Coaching Federation certified coach, certified diversity executive with certification in Lean Six Sigma, change management, and emotional intelligence. She's a member of multiple nonprofit boards and holds a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice and a Master of Business Administration. One of Jean's biggest accomplishments was authoring the top seller called Reclaim Your Worth, which details her life story of abuse, empowerment, and building a life on her terms. Jean's also the recipient of the 2022 Oliva Veterans Entrepreneur Award. Jean, thanks so very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Danny, for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, you know, we're so proud of everything that you've done and everything that you've accomplished and the role model that you've become to so many across the country. But I want to take a few minutes to first start by talking about your upbringing, your journey prior to joining the Navy.
So I was born here in the U.S. to immigrant parents, and I returned to Colombia when I was 2 years old and left when I was 15 due to the political and economic instability in Colombia. I like to tell people that I grew up riding donkeys to school and being attacked by roosters. I loved growing up in the farm. And I have my parents and three brothers.
What part of Colombia?
Yo soy de un estado que es Córdoba. Cerca a Montería, crecí en un pueblecito que se llama Campo Bello, Córdoba.
Wow, qué rico, qué lindo. And I know you had, it was a challenging upbringing as a child, but Colombia is one of my favorite countries. I absolutely love Colombia and the food. It's spectacular. What was your favorite dish growing up?
Oh my gosh. Fried plantains con homemade cheese and suero, which is
patacón.
Patacón, sí. Oh. my father, he is 80 years old, and he still manages our farm. And we grew up literally waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to milking the cows, selling the milk, making cheese at home to eat, and then me walking to school from the farm to the nearest town.
Wow. And when you came back to the United States, what part of the United States did you come back to?
what brought me to the United States.
No, what part of the U.S.?
What part? So I went to, I lived in L.A. And then I literally went to three different high schools. I lived with three different relatives. And then I joined the Navy.
Awesome. So let's talk about your time in the Navy. So did you join the Navy in California is where you enlisted?
No, I enlisted in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I graduated from high school and I needed money for college. And then I just decided to join the Navy, which was quite interesting because English was my second language and my ASVAB scores were too low. I took the test the first time. Then I took it again and they were too low. And I was held back actually in boot camp to receive more development classes for English. I went into boot camp in June and I left in November. And it's typically supposed to be 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Where was boot camp? Let's talk about your boot camp.
It was in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
And that must have been a culture shock. I know my basic training was a culture shock for me coming from New York City, going to San Antonio, Texas for basic training was a culture shock.
It was really a culture shock, Danny. Coming from my family, because the culture, my father and my mother didn't believe that a woman belonged in the military. So I definitely did not have their approval. And it was a culture shock because I didn't speak English. So it was very difficult. And also growing up in my household, my mom was a very strong woman. And I picked up some of her things. And I guess I was a little bit outspoken. And so that was one of the culture shocks that I had, was getting in trouble for speaking my mind in boot camp.
I hear you. I know what you mean. And thank goodness you remain an outspoken person. So we're grateful for that. So, So let's talk about your Navy career. You're in for 4 years, I take it?
Yes, I was. So I joined in 92 and I was a yeoman in the military, which was similar to being an administrative assistant. Mm-hmm. And I did. I served in Naval Station Puget Sound in Seattle, which has been decommissioned. And from there, I moved to Naval Station Everett, which is near the Seattle base. And I went on to spend some time in Whidbey Island in Washington. Mm-hmm. And then I deployed to Dio Garcia for 6 months.
Wow.
Yes.
How was that?
I couldn't believe that I was in deployment. I mean, Dio Garcia is a little island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But I was ready to come home after 6 months. It gets a little bit small after you're there for 6 months, but it was a great experience.
That's awesome. And I assume you learned a lot, so we can talk about that, but I know it wasn't easy. I know you experienced some personal hardships as well.
Yes. Yes. It was, I'm very conflicted actually when people ask me about my military experience. Especially moms who have their daughters joining the military or who want to join the military. I was the recipient of numerous experiences of military sexual trauma, literally for 4.5 years. So definitely kind of stamped me for life. And it's something that I navigate through every day.
I'm on behalf of all of us who served and all of us, I'm really sorry that you went through that trauma. It's not easy to go through, but I know as a human being, having known you for a while, I know that the strength and perseverance that you have as an individual is something very, very admirable. So, I applaud you for that strength and that resilience. And I applaud you for having shared that, not only with this audience, but also in the book that you wrote recently. And we'll get to the book in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But, it's not lost on any of us that you're not alone in that experience. You're not alone in that military sexual trauma. And that's something that we do need to shed a light on to make sure that everyone is aware that, you know, there are a lot of people, women and men, that experience that trauma. So they need our support and they need our compassion as they continue to navigate life after that service.
Certainly, Danny. Often we think that military sexual trauma is isolated just to women. And it's not.
No.
Four men and five women daily are sexually assaulted in the military. Mm-hmm. Very few choose to come forward.
That's right.
And raise their hands and say, this happened to me. So you're right. It's something that there needs to be a light shed into that epidemic.
That's right. And we need to make sure that military personnel in the chain of command is prepared to be able to deal with that, because for too long, there have been too many incidents that were swept under the rug and not addressed fully. So yes. I think this is important that we continue to shed light, but also continue to call for action and changes in how we address that and how we deal with that in the military.
And that's what I am hoping my book will do, is to create awareness for change.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. Well, we're going to get to the book in a minute, but I did want to talk about your career after the military. I know we met for the first time when you're in one of your corporate roles mm-hmm. years ago. So take us on that path after you got out of the Navy and went into your corporate life and then starting your own business, which is huge. So let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Yes, I had quite an interesting career after the military. I spent 15 years in the corporate environment, and I always tell the story that the first job that I had coming out of the military, I was let go because I did not know how to use Excel. Mm. And then after that, I went to spend a lot of time in the energy industry, working for electric utilities as an energy marketer. And that was another male-dominated environment. But I had a passion for diversity, inclusion, and helping people work better together. So back in 2014, I decided just to take a leap of faith overnight. And I literally came home. I was making six figures. And I came home and I told my husband, after having spent so much time, resources, and wanting a child, I was commuting 75 miles each way. And I just decided overnight that that is not something that I wanted to do. I literally just said, I am going to start my own business. And I'm married to a military guy who was a mission commander, who's very, he plans everything. And he almost had a heart attack. I said, well, don't worry about it. I'm not gonna quit ESE. I'm gonna go part-time. And within 2 or 3 days of going part-time, decided to go part-time or a week, I quit. And I started my own business, cashed 401ks, sold our dream home, moved to another state. And I had never looked back. It has been the best experience and the best thing I did.
So TI Verbatim Consulting, TIVC, tell us about that company that you started.
My passion has always been human capital optimization, which for me, it was all about helping people work better together. Based on what I lived in the military and also in the corporate environment, because sexual harassment also happens very much in the corporate environment, I decided to focus on creating a company where we help people work better together by focusing in the culture. So our company, we go into organizations to assess the state of the culture, qualitative, quantitative analysis, and we have created a tool, actually, software for us to do the culture assessments. So that's kind of what we're doing today. And like I said, Danny, I have never looked back. I'm a firm believer that we always walk around and talk about plan B And for me, I said, when you are fully committed to plan A, there's no such a thing as plan B.
What types of customers do you have at TIVC?
We have different, we have government and we have corporate environments. We actually not long ago did a culture assessment for the US Mint, which many people are familiar with. And so those are just one of our customers. And then we also serve the corporate environment.
And for those who care about these things, particularly in the government contracting side, you had your A-Day certification, mm-hmm. your woman-owned certification, veteran-owned, small business. So yes. Those are all things that folks can look to. And if they're looking to do business with TIVC, what's the website for TIVC?
Our website is www.tiverbatim.com.
Tiverbatim.com. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be able to reach Gene and do business with TIVC, that's the website. So, you know, you've been so successful in business. You've been so successful in your corporate life, but you always had sort of that struggle that you had to deal with in terms of some of the trauma that you experienced. Yes. And I know in speaking with you that you wanted to make sure that you had it not only an outlet to be able to have that catharsis of being able to let that out, but also to help others, mm-hmm. which led you to write your book. Let's talk about that, the genesis of why mm-hmm. you wanted to write this book, and let's talk about the book itself.
So let me set the stage a little bit about the book to help the audience better understand where I came from. So after I experienced my military sexual trauma for 4.5 years, I left the Navy, and I know this happens to a lot of veterans with trauma, and it's not just military sexual trauma because they're all or other kinds of trauma where we suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. We have too much, we're afraid, or do we have too much pride to raise our hands and say, I need help? That happened to me for 20 years, Danny. I literally suffered for 20 years. And many people would say, oh, you know, you're so successful. You have everything. Look how you carry yourself. But I was suffering in silence, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. And I was too afraid of people not believing me, like nobody believed me in the military. So that was, 20 years of that. And I decided to get help. And again, I'm talking to the veterans, is we raise our hands sometimes to get help, but we outsource our treatment to people, letting them tell us what to do. Or we go to the psychiatrist, we go to the psychologist, but then we don't do the part and we don't use the tools that they're telling us to use. I was doing that. Until December of 2022, where I decided enough is enough. I have to do something. I got to put a stake in the ground and I need to get better. And that was kind of when I decided to stop outsourcing my worth in my recovery and took ownership of it.
So tell us about the book. What's included in the book?
So my entire journey is included in the book. From the time I was 5 years old, because I also had trauma when I was growing up, to the military, to what I did. And in January of this year, I felt that after 2 years of reclaiming my worth, I was ready to write my book. I wrote 50,000 words in 4 weeks. 35,000 in 1 week, writing 12 to 14 hours a day. So you can tell that I was ready to reclaim my worth and get better. And I decided to write the book because I want to tell my story, but I want those people who have gone through trauma, who may be going through it, is that they're loved, they're appreciated, and they are not alone. And that it's time to raise our hands and say, I need help, or stop, you can't do this anymore.
What's been the reaction so far to the book? That's been out for how long now?
It has been out for 4 weeks. It was a top seller in Amazon the first week that it was released. Close to 300 books have left my hands. And And it has been humbling. It has been overwhelming in a great way. I have women and men sending me messages or telling me, Jean, I resonate with this. Yes, I get it. It has been just an amazing experience, Danny. And I feel that I'm on to something. I think this is going to be, it's going to be big for those people who need to reclaim their worth.
Well, Jean, you have done a remarkable job of being able to share your story, to be able to be compassionate to others who are going through it, to give them a sense of ownership and empowerment. And I applaud you for everything that you've done. I applaud you for being the leader that you are and the strong individual that you are. And it's been on Amazon for 4 weeks, right?
Amazon, yes.
And it's a top seller. Mm-hmm. And did you ever think that you could be a published author with a top selling book?
No. I was too focused on being afraid, Danny. I was too focused on being embarrassed. I couldn't imagine being so vulnerable to tell my story, because people who read my book, I'm very transparent with details. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot of courage for me to do, but also the support that I have received from my son, my husband, my family in Colombia, it has been phenomenal. I could not do it without them. So I never imagined that I would write it, but let me tell you, I am so proud of myself for taking that step and telling my story so I can help others.
We're all very proud of you, Jean, and we're all supporting you and we're all behind you. And I really thank you for your courage and your transparency. And your focus on helping others at the same time. Last question for you, Jean.
Yes.
Where can people buy the book?
So you can go to Amazon.com, Reclaim Your Worth, or you can go to my website, which is reclaimyourworthnow.com. And you can order a signed copy.
That's fantastic. Jean, I'm so proud of you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you, Danny. You know what? And I appreciate you being one of my cheerleaders throughout this journey. So thank you.
Always, my friend. Thank you so much. And to all of you, on behalf of the American Latino Veterans Association, thank you all for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please join us for future webinars and podcasts. Please keep an eye out for information on our upcoming events by visiting our website, alvavets.org. I will tell you, we have our annual DC event coming up on November 6th. Afternoon sessions would include information on transitioning from the military to civilian careers, financial literacy, accessing veteran benefits, and a job matchmaking session as well. You can go to alvavets.org to get more information on that. Thank you once again to Jean for being our special guest today. And thank you once again to our sponsors for these podcasts and webinars, JP Morgan Chase, PMI, Wells Fargo, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Accenture. Thank you all again for joining us. And as always, be safe, aim high, and thrive. Thanks very much. We'll see you next time.